the sound of a marketplace. Why am I here? Questions start to arise, centered around my presence in this house. I did not know that I volunteered to be kidnapped a few years ago. Still, the story is the same every day. During the night, right during the night, knowing very well I cannot escape and leave him and head out into the thick darkness. I lay there. I hear him breathe. His snores keep me awake. I blame myself for jumping too quickly into his arms. I try to sleep, but all I can think of is to adapt, absorb, and brag like the rest of my friends. I cannot be left out. Peer pressure. I want a happy experience like them too, but I am a Vahera, and it's a different story. I'm not weak. I took the bait, didn't I? He was never on my list of all the possible people I longed to be with. He was not in the picture, not even the next life. I don't see him there. He is not what I want. I do not want him. He is not what I want. He asks me so many questions like, why do I have such kinky hair? Do I have kinky hair the rest of my body? Does your hair grow with the texture? What is the color of your nipples? What color is your blood? Can I see? If I cut you, will bleed or water comes out? Am I your first since you're new here? Do you have fleas in your eyes like your species we see on TV documentaries? How much do you charge for short time? Can I get a discount? Why did you migrate here? Do you have bullet scars? How many times have you been raped with a gun AK-47? What do baboons taste like? Were your genitals mutilated with a bread knife? Can I see? He asks. Have you ever sold your body like the typical Vahera girl? Why is your body so small yet you are an alien descendant? Aren't you people supposed to be thick and BBW? He says, are you not supposed to be submissive like your people? Why are you so aggressive? Why are you so thin? Why are your eyes so big? Your lips are so puffy. You have an enormously huge nose. What's the point of having a body like that? Yet you are a Vahera. Why don't you just change your skin like MJ? So many questions I cannot respond to. He has shelter. That's what I want. Not him. Instead of panic buying toilet paper and pasta, He instead stocks his fridge with 42 beers, and I damn well know how to use them. He gives me space. I respect that. He goes to work, and I stay behind, picking up his dirty laundry, changing the sheets, and finding ways on how to kill him! I drink. I do not like him when I am sober. This man honestly thinks that I, of all the people in the world, care about his opinion. I could never turn a blind eye if only he knew. The only thing he knows is to lecture me about how my people had the wrong masters. I should have had Vakaranga instead. They are better, he says sarcastically in a croaky voice. I sit there and try to translate this in my head. Since he is not a native Zezuru speaker, there is Kriolla in his Manyika tone when he speaks Zezuru. He tries to double colonize me, once bitten, twice shy. Who is he to tell me such vulgar? I know what he is, let me tell you. A low life second class citizen. If he had the color of my skin, he would salute me. Bow down to me. Bow down to my presence in this house. I am Evahera, a well-known species to my people. He is a nobody. He is cushioned by his supremacy. He is comfortable at what he is in life. Regardless of his age, I have met other young men possibly around my age, and they have far completed way more in life than this bastard. He asked me again why I don't speak Chikaranga. I responded to him without thought to my words. I just spat out words and a sentence randomly from my subconscious mind and said, "Oh, I don't have the stimulant, or rather the urge to do so. Or maybe it is because you think that you are too special or overly educated to speak another language, or think you are different and you don't see your relevance in a Chikaranga speaking country," he responded ignorantly and violently. Mind you, when I met this man, our only source of conversation was based on a virtual application called Google Translate, to be precise. He spoke only Chimanyika and Chikaranga. He knew the basic Zezuru and spoke it with his strong Manyika accent. Moro, Zitarangu Ndinonzi. Translate, "Hello, my name is." That is all this man knew before I had kids with him. I taught him Zezuru. Even though our relationship, I don't like the term relationship, but well, it was sort of an on and off situation. I taught him. Now I am in complete regret after what he just said to me. I sat cleaning after this man and listened to the radio, Voice of America. Whilst he's away, I try to contemplate about last night. Then Cardi B's Border Kielo comes to play. You know how trap music reflects so much on my personality. I stop for a moment and switched up the volume. All this to contemplate about last night with this man. I am more afraid about tonight, thoughts start to linger. He demands my body. I am scared. I have nowhere to go that's close by. I dance to the beat and nod my head profusely. I stay in my mind for a while and wonder about the smallpox and think deeply for my species with the corrupt leadership. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be locked up with this man. I think deeply of ways of my people acquire knowledge. In the meantime, they are asked to resort to a virtual platform of learning. But what happens to children in my village without accessibility to the basic living resources? Clean water, proper medical care, and a basic meal, just to mention a few. Yet alone internet access. My scorn grows deeper for this man with these thoughts. I open a beer bottle. Maybe I should go with the flow. Chill. If I spend another night, I will lose it. I will lose my mind in this house. I hear voices saying, kill him. I look at my half Vieira children, which my species condemned because of the genetics of this man that are on my children. They are considered out of wedlock. I look at my bruises. He tells me I deserve it. And look back at my children. I swear I will lose my mind. I am afraid. This character of a man irritates my guts. However, I fell immune to the pain. I am bruised, and for once trusting alcohol to be my medicine. To drown my sorrows in this house. I want peace. I can only have it or see it when I imbibe a few glasses. This time around, I found comfort in the lamest of materials. I am weak. I paint a strong face behind my weakness. What am I hiding? Who am I hiding it from? Why am I deceiving my feelings? Is it worth it? Grandma would say, enjoy for the sake of your kids. This is not new. We have all done it. It gets better. I had 10 children with this man, and you can do it too. Oh shit, it's time now. His car is on the driveway. I rush to wipe off my tears in the bathroom. He walks in and immediately starts fighting with me. He annoys me much still, even after giving him children. Some things never change, I guess. He effortlessly does so. He lacks that drive, that thirst, that hunger. You know what I mean? Yes, you in the audience, do you know what I mean when I say that? All he cares about is boxing with someone lesser size. He is like a Goliath. I am small. He's not open-minded. He does not have that urge to leave a little. But at least he is trying to learn Zezuru. I got to give him that. But why Zezuru and not Ndebele? He is old after all. Who cares? Who is going to hire his old ass for a job? He is not my type. I take another sip of Birra Moretti. At least he has enough beer and paper for me to keep my thoughts away from him. I am thinking about all this with the intention of leaving this house. But to where? I just want to breathe out of this place. But I am tired. It's my house too. I'm sad. Next day, he comes from work on lunchtime. He is on his mobile, enjoying a sandwich on his plate, which I made him. Here I am sitting trying to detox from this man's presence, but I try to keep sane with alcohol. The sex is terrible. I leave the room and he follows. He smacks my head on the headboard. I scream. I scratch his thigh, begging him to stop. He pulls my hand away. He touches my mouth. I bite him. He groans and slaps me. The kids scream, "Mama!" He shuts the door in their faces. I could see their little souls sink in their eyes. He kneels on my chest. I have a broken rib. He forces himself in my mouth, down my throat. I choke. I gasp for air. I pass out. He leaves me there. He goes for his afternoon nap and immediately starts snoring. I lay helplessly in the kitchen with my kids, his kids, crouched in my arms. I let him sleep. He wakes up and leaves again. I'm relieved at his absence. Nightfall. Time is tick-tocking and he is almost coming back home. His home. His breath is that of a burnt cigarette butt. His touch is cold. He is soaking wet. His back has got a huge mole or two. He wears a tattoo of his zodiac sign on his back. Taurus. It covers shoulder to shoulder. His legs filled with hair like those of a baboon. I'm counting my excuses for tonight. I need to avoid his big thumbs and heavy palms pressed on my nipples. I am tired, but it is not a good enough excuse. This man works 13 hours and he will ask me how come I am tired as well, yet I stay at home picking up his laundry and bathing his kids. Not good enough. But he is also tired. So we sleep. I miss my old house. I miss my chaotic neighbors, my loneliness, my pace, my choice, desires, food, my place of resonance. Yet I want company so bad. I traded my freedom to feel warmth in a cold man's arms in the night. It is cold here, actually, anyway. But after last night, guilty conscience strikes him again today. He comes home at lunchtime, a box in his hand. The most expensive lingerie came out of it. He asks me to try it on before he changes his mind. He never apologizes for all my bruises. We have a small little chat. We don't talk about the past. He noticed my notes in his book. He looks closely at the book, filled with my notes. He tries to read the notes. He cannot. He takes the lingerie and throws it in my face. He turns it upside down as if he wanted to fit it on me. He gives up. He tears it apart and throws it on the ground. He easily gets frustrated and dragged me to lay on the bed. He dragged me by my hair. I hit him with a bottle on the head. He sleeps. I sleep. We sleep.